And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa police say their search for two missing toddlers has turned into a recovery effort. 3-year-old Miracle and 2-year-old Tony Crook were last seen Friday morning on security camera video at the Shoreline Apartments. Chief Wendell Franklin says TPD found new video Tuesday afternoon from a security camera on the west side that shows the kids playing in the grass next to Mingo Creek.
We do have video of the kids going down the embankment, holding hands together, and never reappearing.
Wagner and Muskogee County Emergency Management recovered a child's body overnight from the Verdigris River. It has not been identified but may be related to Tulsa's missing kids. Their mother, Denisha Willis, was arrested on charges of child neglect and assaulting an officer. The Oklahoma State Department of Health reports there are fewer than 1,000 active cases of COVID-19 in the state. The health department reported 47 new cases yesterday, bringing the state's total number of confirmed cases to 6,137. The health department reported 109 new patients as recovered on Tuesday, bringing that total to 4,823, leaving the state with 996 known active cases. Since March 18th, 318 Oklahomans have died. Tulsa County inks an open-ended agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to identify and detain undocumented immigrants booked into the jail. The Tulsa County Sheriff's previous 287G agreement, struck in 2016, was set to expire next month. Ted Bakamjian is with the Coalition Action, Allied Communities of Tulsa, Inspiring Our Neighborhoods. He says state law adequately addresses serious crimes immigrants might commit, making the program an overall detriment to public safety.
People in our immigrant communities are less likely to report crimes because of this program, and the program loses money. ICE does not reimburse the county for the expense it goes to carry out 287G.
Bakamjian says 287G detainers also lead to longer stays in jail, creating a health hazard during the COVID-19 pandemic. Our weather forecast: scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 76 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 64. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.